This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. Her name is Jennifer Q. She is the CEO of Jones Soda, trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JSDA. Jennifer, welcome to the show, and give us a little background on yourself and your company.
Oh, thank you, Everett. I'm the CEO of Jones Soda Co. I came back to Jones Soda about 4 years ago. I had been with the company when we launched in 1996, built it up for 11 years. When we went to NASDAQ, and then I took a bit of a break, went to Europe, and then 6 years later, I came back. Actually, the company had to go through a bit of a turnaround, so I worked on improving the expense structure, put it more in line with the size of the business. Did that over the last 3 years, as well as continuing to build our brand up again in the ways that we had done in the initial days, and then just worked on, you know, solidifying distributor partnerships and new retailer partnerships over the course of the last 3 years. And this is where we are today. We just announced our first quarter results last Thursday.
Outstanding, up 48%.
Mm-hmm. I know. Thank you.
So I want to just clarify this real fast for my listeners. Are you guys trading on the NASDAQ, or are you trading on the OTCQB?
No, we are on the OTC bulletin board right
okay,
now.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that.
Yeah, no problem.
So how does Jones Soda Company fit into the beverage industry? I know recently in February you guys got a contract with 7-Eleven. You put in the seven mm-hmm. new flavors in there. Just give us a little bit of how do you guys fit into the beverage? Because, you know, fighting for space and fighting for a cooler mm-hmm. space, I'm mm-hmm. sure that's problematic for you guys.
Yeah, we are a small player in the big beverage market. We launched our premium soda about 20 years ago, so we started out in this sort of premium soda, craft soda business 20 years ago. We're a small niche player, but as craft beer, as craft sodas become more interesting, we feel that we've got a really interesting position in the industry now. The craft soda business is increasing not quite as rapidly right now as the beer industry, but yet it's looking promising in the same way that the craft beer industry unfolded.
This is your guys' 20th year anniversary, and what happened along the way, the history, the brand, and the stock? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys had one of your biggest quarters ever, $4.3 million here in the first quarter of 2016.
Yeah, I mean, along the way, prior to me joining, there were about three CEOs. The revenues were declining. There was a bit of some strategic mishaps along the way. There was losses, for, you know, a good 6 years. Again, as I mentioned before, I came in and, aligned the expense structure with the size of the business and always believed in the brand and the power of what this brand was. It was just a bit of the management of the business was not really working. So have worked out that turnaround, gotten the operating expenses in line, and now our goal is to grow the brand again in the way that we know it can.
You know, like I said, you guys have been around for 20 years. You know, mm-hmm. tell us how you got the $4.3 million in revenue the first quarter. Are you guys doing retail? Are you guys doing it from your website? Do you have distributors? Do you have distribution partners? Can you elaborate a little bit on the playing field of that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Our revenue is primarily derived through our distributor network around the United States and Canada, and to a lesser extent in some international countries. The UK has just started up, as well as Costa Rica. So it's primarily through distribution, distributors that sell to retailers that sell to the consumer, and that's the majority of our sales. In the first quarter, we did, as we mentioned, we did partner with 7-Eleven USA to create a new premium soda, 7 Select, crafted by Jones Soda, and that was a part of our sales in the first quarter. We've been a partner with 7-Eleven Canada since we started in Canada 20 years ago. And we are on the shelves up in 7-Eleven Canada, but this was an opportunity for us to get into the shelves in 7-Eleven USA, which is a huge opportunity for us.
And that just started in February, is that correct?
That's correct. The launch happened in February of 2016.
Do we have any metrics from the last 30 to 60 days from that yet?
No, we do not. We do not have that visibility.
Okay, very good. And how many 7-Elevens are you guys in comparing to Canada and the United
States?
We're in the majority.
We're in the majority of participating 7-Elevens is what we understand in the United States.
Going forward, tell us a little bit about financing of your company. You know, a lot of the CEOs mm-hmm. that come on my show, they have very toxic debt and it drives the price down. But I don't think that's the case in your guys' instance.
No, I mean, we have not done a equity financing since I've come back. The equity that was raised in this company was through myself. I put in close to $800,000 of my own money. I believe in this extremely so much. So, and we use a line of credit as well. So there's no toxic debt whatsoever. It's been funded with the CEO's own capital, which I think is pretty unique.
Absolutely.
For any kind of public company. I'm excited about the future and I'm excited about what this brand can do. So, we're using a line of credit and at this point, that's all we need at this point.
In 2015, you guys did around $13 million in revenues. Can you give us some sort of what's going to look like in 2016 and 17 and where the growth is going to come from?
Yeah, and we do not give guidance just because we are we're a small company, and any kind of new account can make such an impact to our business. So it's pretty hard to give out specific guidance. But we are working with new retail partners such as 7-Eleven USA. We've gotten a few other retail partners that we're working with, and we just continue to build the brand through our network here in the United States and Canada. And then also to launch new brands, we've just announced the launch of a completely new brand with its own personality in January. And we're just becoming a very diversified beverage company that, you know, we are in the CSD industry. However, we feel we're in a niche there because it's a premium soda set. And we've just launched a new brand called Lemon Cocoa, which is a non-carbonated beverage section of the industry. We're an innovative team, and we know how to execute, and that's our opportunity.
My guest today is Jennifer Q. She is the CEO of Jones Soda, trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JSDA. Jennifer, let me ask you this. Obviously, you've been hearing a lot about marijuana and hemp and how it's been legalized in 14 states medically wise. Do you think that if it becomes legal, you guys will get into the hemp soda?
We've done some interesting flavors over the course, turkey and gravy. This year, our 20th birthday, as you mentioned, we did birthday cake soda. We will, evaluate all options. Being in Seattle, we have the ability to look at what
right.
cannabis might offer for us, but. But we're sort of got a lot on the go right now. But again, we've definitely been known to sort of look outside the box for flavor ideas, and we will consider things that make sense for our brand for sure.
Well, my guest today is Jennifer Q. She is the CEO of Jones Soda Company, trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JSDA. In closing, Jennifer, is there anything that you would like to discuss, get out there to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon?
No, actually, Everett, you did a great job on all the questions. I think we covered everything. So I appreciate being able to tell our story on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months and see how things are going.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.